The U.S. defends its economic policy to the rest of the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. In Germany today, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke defended to his European critics the Fed's latest round of pumping money into the economy. Some global economic leaders question the Fed's monetary policy, saying the move manipulates the dollar, giving the U.S. an unfair economic advantage. Meanwhile, President Obama landed in Portugal today. He's there for a scheduled NATO meeting on military matters, but the economy will top the agenda. Now, investors say Portugal isn't far behind Ireland when it comes to debt problems. From Lisbon, the BBC's Alison Roberts reports.
Just as Irish leaders insist they don't need a bailout, Portugal's government says it will make the tough decisions needed to avoid a crisis. It continues to struggle to bring public spending under control. The state budget for 2011 includes public sector salary cuts and tax increases in a bid to halve the deficit. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told Portugal's foreign minister this morning she understands that Portugal is balancing its military and budgetary priorities.
Although we are very supportive of the difficult decisions that will have to be made concerning the economy, we believe that the mission we are pursuing in Afghanistan must continue.
Clinton said Lisbon's 100 or so troops in Afghanistan remain vital, and the Portuguese Prime Minister says he's willing to boost its contribution in future in the form of training for local forces. In Lisbon, I'm the BBC's Alison Roberts for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Now, markets are down right now slightly. The S&P off about a tenth of a percent, same for the NASDAQ. The Dow off 12 points, slightly, at 11,168. That's after China today ordered banks to keep more money in reserves. That's to cool inflation. A lot of investors buy municipal bonds because they're tax-free, despite their relative low rate of return. Many of those type bonds, though, are from risky borrowers, such as the cash-strapped state of California. As Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, local governments have been holding back selling those bonds, realizing there's not much demand.
Georgia's Gwinnett County is one of those governments. Investors know Gwinnett for its top-notch rating on sewer bonds. County Finance Director Aaron Bovos wanted to refinance those bonds this week in hopes of cutting utility bills.
If we can save money and if we can reduce rates, it's certainly our desire to do that.
But investors demanded higher interest payments. Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management says one reason for that, her home state of California has billions of dollars in debt hitting the market.
Oh, man, when you've got the 800-pound King Kong gorilla in the room, and that's California, we start to dwarf some of the more prudent states that don't issue as much.
Cohen says market indigestion will continue for munis through December. Gwinnett County says it will wait until next year to refinance. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
With the holidays coming up, it's about to get even busier at the nation's airports. That means long security lines with controversial pat-downs and full-body screens. The vast majority of airport screeners are government Transportation Security Administration employees, TSA employees. But Congressman John Mica, a Republican from Florida, who's likely the incoming chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, sent letters to some of the biggest airports asking them to request private security screeners instead. That would have a huge impact on air travel. Congressman Mica is with us now, and coincidentally enough, he's traveling today. Congressman, welcome to Marketplace.
Good morning.
Where are you right now?
Well, I just managed to make it through Ronald Reagan National Airport security screening to a gate without getting groped.
is that your biggest beef with the TSA? Is the pat downs, these intense pat downs, or the full body screeners?
That's only the sort of tip of the iceberg. I'm very concerned about the bloated bureaucracy. 67,000 people. 3,590 administrative personnel just in Washington, D.C. The agency I see spiraling out of control.
What's the alternative, sir?
First, we've got to make certain that there's proper administration in place. Then we need to start taking apart the administrative bureaucracy, start focusing our resources and our best efforts on what are security threats rather than shaking down little old ladies and putting new directives in place that may or may not make sense.
Why go with a private firm? Wasn't that the big complaint after 9/11 that security at airports was lax because these screeners were from the private sector and didn't get paid very well?
The screeners didn't fail. It was the federal government who was messing around, not putting any protocols in place. The federal government didn't ban box cutters. So what failed wasn't that model. It was, again, the federal government, and they're doing the same thing all over again.
I got to ask you this, Congressman. What do you say to anyone who questions your motives, given the money that you've taken from a lot of these private security firms?
First of all, that's a lot of junk that's put out. So what they did is take 18 years of contribution from two major corporations in my state that only recently have actually gotten in the business. I never have, never will, or never intend to recommend anyone for that kind of position. But that service is available, and I think airports need to know about it. And it could be part of, I think, a better model in the future.
Congressman John Mica, Republican of Florida, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good to be with you, and thank you.
And finally, a German court says a man cannot tattoo his horse. A pony's owner wanted to put the Rolling Stones' famous tongue and lips design on the animal's hind leg, saying it would make the horse unique and beautiful. But the court ruled tattooing the animal would instead cause pain and hardship, and that's against the law. And that means a lost opportunity because the man wanted to open an animal tattooing business. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Have you ever wondered how fast food restaurants make those burgers look so good when the real thing just doesn't measure up?
My medium, photography, is used by corporations to sort of sell an image that doesn't exist.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, picturing the real value of our food. We'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.